Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to turn your life around. Put you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. Praise God. I'm telling you, the Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry. You go into the jails and prisons, preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. Amen. We have had some beautiful services in them jails and prisons in time past. We are here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do, letting you know that Christ will make a difference on the inside. We've been preaching for several weeks, talking about living holy, husband and wives, how you treat your children. Demonstrate it. We've been talking about it. Be making a difference between Christ, church, and the world. We've been talking about it. We're going to try to wrap it up on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. For the conclusion of the message, those who are incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in today's broadcast for the conclusion. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Christ makes a difference. Now, if your life hasn't changed and you confess Christ, and the only changes you made is living a good moral life, that's how far your change done went. You need to go back to the altar and seek the Lord for further and go deeper in Christ, because you only got a surface. You only at the surface. People got to understand holiness goes further than moral living. God wants you to serve him with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, all your strength. It's not enough for people to just straighten up their life living. Stop getting locked up, going to jail. Stop stealing and robbing. Stop drinking and being an alcoholic, smoking 2 or 3 packs of cigarettes a day. All of that's good. You stopped all that. All that's wonderful. But that's not enough for holiness. Holiness means to serve God by living for him with all your heart. How you treat your husband and wife, how you treat your children, how that you conduct yourself on the job, your attitude, your action, your communications. All of that changes when Christ comes on the inside. That's how you know you got it for real. There are too many hypocrites out here. A hypocrite could put on an outside show and live a good moral life, but a hypocrite can't live like I preach. That's one thing you can tell a hypocrite from a real saint of God. Because a hypocrite can stop drinking. A hypocrite can stop smoking. Hypocrite can live a good moral life. But a hypocrite can't live holy. Praise God. And people need to understand, know that. God wants you to serve him with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, all your strength. Being able to treat each other right. Treat your husband right. Treat your wife right. Fall in love with one another as the years go by. Love each other. I'm telling you, praise God. That's holiness, true holiness. Praise the Lord. Now, we talked about how that people that want to sin and do wrong saying God is a forgiving God. God is a forgiving God, but the Lord wants us to stop sinning. Like I told you, in my book I put out, The Successful Journey as a Christian, I put in there, I wrote in there, how that God wants us to stop sinning. A stop sign that's in there means come to a complete stop. It don't mean slow down. So many Christians want to slow down sinning. But God wants you to stop. That means turn from your sin. Don't do it no more. When you pray and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin, just like our former leader, Mother Lily, teached and preached in her day, you pray a prayer of faith saying, Lord, you forgive me of my sin. I won't sin no more. That means you don't do it anymore. But people want to say, Lord, forgive me today and do it again next week or do it again next month or do it again later on. And said, God is a forgiving God. But God is tired of people playing with the devil, playing church. God wants you to live holy, live right. Because as we read in Hebrews 10 and 26, Missionary Velvet, what did that Bible say in Hebrews 10 and 26? Because people need to understand and know this.
For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? God don't play with these people that said God is a forgiving God and you keep on sinning and doing wrong, knowing what you're doing is wrong. And you do it anyway, talking about God is a forgiving God. God don't play them games. God wants you to be sincere. Godly sorrow means you are sincere. You hear me? You are sincere. You say, Lord, you forgive me of my sin. I won't do it anymore. That's the only prayer God will hear. But all this other stuff people doing, God ain't stunned about that mess. And I'm putting on radio so people know that. It's time to look. It's time out for playing with the devil. Husband and wives, we need to live right. You need to love one another. Treat people right. Amen. So people see Jesus in your life. I'm telling you, you'll be a witness to draw souls to Christ. Amen. Praise God. So Velvet and myself, we've been married this past June the 5th, 2023, for 30 years.
Amen.
And we've been enjoying each other. I'm telling you, praise God. Deeper in love.
Amen.
Amen. That's when you're saved and sanctified and filled, baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and that with fire. Praise the Lord. God wants you to live holy. That pleases God tremendously when you do things the way God said do it. Now, I know people doing a lot of things God's not totally pleased with. He just set forth to be so. But God ain't totally pleased with you. Now, I know some people ain't gonna be pleased with me. And I know some of my church folk may fall out with me. But I'm just telling you, praise God. Amen. I'm just telling you what thus saith the Lord. Well, amen. Because God is not totally pleased when people do things outside his will. Amen. God said for a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. When God put you together, you are together until he do to separate. Not till you get tired and go change up. Like I change my jeeps. You can change companions. God didn't say for you to do that. And that's not holiness. Praise God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. God wants you to live right. How in the world are you going to tell somebody how to get along in their marriage and you're doing the very thing they're doing out there in the world? I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But when Christ come in us, he bring forth a change. A change. And when the Lord changes you, people will see a difference. A difference in your life. And people want to be like you. And sing that song. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, how I long to be like him. So meek and lowly, so humble and holy, how I long to be like him. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we've been preaching all these weeks talking about the holiness of God, husband and wives living for the Lord. I'm telling you, Lord, look on people with mercy, though that's in sin. Let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers, fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that sicken their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, coronavirus, flu bug. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Deliver them and set them free. By the power of God. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise, and the song say, come where the blood can heal. Come where the blood can deliver. Come where the blood can set you free. And the Lord can do that for each and every one of us. That was the reason why he came to this world, so the whole world can be free. And you heard the message in prayer, the Ella Holmes, that's prayer. You believe that message, that prayer. God has heard your request. Because there is nothing too hard for my God to do. He wants us to be in the right relationship with him and with our fellow man. Those behind prison bars, the Lord loves you and we love you too. And we want what's best for you. So we're going to keep you in our prayers. If the Lord may grant you your heart desire. Those in the free world, think of your prayers, support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. That God will rule highly in your life. And that you will be a servant for him. Remember that God loves the everlasting love and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. God loves each and every one of us. Remember that and hold on to that and let him lead you and guide you. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Soon in the green light, going back into jails and prison, doing what the Lord called us to do. Those of you that speak the Spanish language, write up for Spanish material. We're glad to send them to you. Call Jesus Love, the Spanish-speaking people. To the next broadcast, it's Chaplain William Owen, along with one of the companions, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.